Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, James D. Hamilton's Time Series Analysis is a graduate-level econometrics textbook on methods for studying data observed sequentially through time, particularly macroeconomic and financial data. Originally published in 1994, it became a major reference because it brings foundational probability and dynamic model tools together with methods that were central to modern empirical economics. Hamilton's aim is not merely to catalog forecasting techniques. He explains how assumptions about persistence, shocks, trends, and changing uncertainty determine what can legitimately be inferred from observed series. The book develops core linear time series machinery and then extends it to multivariate systems, non-stationary processes, state-space methods, conditional heteroscedasticity, and nonlinear dynamics. Its organization links formal derivations to econometric interpretation, with examples in the main text and extensive mathematical appendices. Although it begins from first principles, the level is demanding readers benefit from prior preparation in probability, statistics, regression analysis, and matrix algebra. It is best understood as both a rigorous course text and a durable technical reference for empirical researchers. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, stationarity and linear representations as the starting point for dynamic data. A central contribution of the book is its systematic treatment of stationary stochastic processes through linear representations. A time series is not simply a list of dated observations. Its behavior depends on how current values relate to past values and to new disturbances. Hamilton develops autoregressive, moving average, and combined representations to show how shocks can persist, decay, or generate cyclical-looking patterns. This framework makes the assumptions behind common statistical procedures explicit. If means, variances, and covariance relationships are stable over time, past regularities can help describe and forecast the future. If they are not stable, familiar estimates and tests may be misleading. The book's discussion of autocovariances, autocorrelations, lag operators, and generating functions provides complementary ways to characterize this dependence. These tools matter because dynamic models are often observationally similar over short samples while implying different long-run behavior. Hamilton therefore treats model specification as an economic and statistical question rather than a mechanical exercise in fitting lags. The payoff is a disciplined vocabulary for deciding whether apparent persistence reflects a stable adjustment process, a deterministic component, or a deeper failure of stationarity. This foundation supports later discussions of estimation, forecasting, spectral methods, and non-stationary series. Secondly, unit roots and co-integration separating persistent trends from equilibrium relations. Hamilton gives substantial attention to unit roots, one of the most consequential issues in economic time series analysis. A unit root process receives shocks whose effects need not fade away, unlike a conventional stationary process in which disturbances eventually dissipate. That distinction changes the interpretation of regressions, the distribution of estimators and test statistics, and the meaning of forecasts. In economic data, variables such as aggregate output or price levels may exhibit pronounced long-run movement, making it hazardous to apply stationary series intuition without checking the underlying process. The book explains the economic and statistical consequences of differencing such data and of testing for non-stationarity. It also addresses co-integration, the possibility that individually non-stationary variables share stable long-run relationships. Co-integration is important because differencing every trending variable can discard information about equilibrium forces tying series together. Conversely, regressing unrelated trending series in levels can create spurious evidence of association. Hamilton's treatment places these problems in a broader dynamic framework. Short-run changes and long-run restrictions must be modeled jointly rather than treated as competing. Descriptions. For empirical work, the lesson is practical, and demanding identifying persistence correctly is a prerequisite for credible inference, not a technical detail to be handled after a regression has been run. Thirdly, vector autoregressions for interdependent economic and financial systems. Many questions in macroeconomics and finance concern systems in which variables influence one another over time, Hamilton's coverage of vector autoregressions, VARs, provides a flexible framework for this setting. Rather than assigning one series the role of sole outcome and treating all others as external, a VAR models each variable as related to its own lags and to the lags of the other variables in the system. This structure is valuable for describing joint dynamics among measures such as production, inflation, interest rates, or monetary aggregates. The approach can generate forecasts and summarize how an unexpected movement in one part of the system is associated with later movements elsewhere. Yet Hamilton's presentation also makes clear that statistical innovations are not automatically structural economic shocks. Contemporaneous correlation and identification assumptions matter when researchers seek causal interpretations. The distinction prevents impulse response exercises from being mistaken for theory-free policy conclusions. By connecting VAR methods to dynamic economic reasoning, the book shows both why the framework became influential and why it requires careful specification. Lag length, deterministic terms, stationarity, and the ordering or restrictions used to identify shocks can materially affect results. The chapter-level treatment, therefore, encourages VRs as tools for organizing evidence about dynamic interdependence, while resisting simplistic claims that a fitted system alone reveals economic mechanisms. Fourthly, state-space models and the Kalman filter for partially observed dynamics. Hamilton presents state-space modeling and the Kalman filter as general tools for situations in which the process of interest cannot be observed directly or is measured with error. A state-space model separates an unobserved state that evolves over time from an observation equation, linking that state to available data. This is a powerful reformulation because many apparently different models can be expressed in this language, including models with latent components, missing observations, or time-varying relationships. The Kalman filter supplies a recursive procedure for updating estimates of the hidden state as each new observation arrives. Its practical relevance is not limited to forecasting. It also provides a route to likelihood evaluation and parameter estimation in dynamic models. Hamilton emphasizes the logic behind the method: prediction based on prior information, comparison with the new observation, and revision according to relative uncertainty. That logic clarifies why measurement noise and state uncertainty cannot be ignored. In economic applications, observed indicators often imperfectly represent underlying conditions, so treating recorded data as error-free can overstate certainty. The state-space framework offers a principled alternative, but it depends on model assumptions about transition dynamics and error variances. The book's value lies in treating the Kalman filter not as an isolated algorithm, but as part of a coherent approach to inference for dynamic systems. Lastly, beyond constant variance and linearity in financial and economic series, the book extends standard linear models by addressing time-varying variances and nonlinear time series behavior. These topics are essential because real economic and especially financial data often violate the convenient assumption that disturbances have a constant variance identical. Dynamic effects in every period. Periods of market calm and turbulence, for example, may exhibit different degrees of uncertainty even when the conditional mean is comparatively stable. Modeling conditional heteroscedasticity makes this variation part of the analysis rather than treating it as a nuisance that merely weakens standard errors. Hamilton also considers nonlinear models, recognizing that adjustment can differ across regimes, states, or the size and direction of shocks. Such models can accommodate dynamics that a single linear equation averages away. The methodological implication is important: a model can fit average movements reasonably well while failing at the features that matter for risk assessment. Interval forecasting, or interpretation of extreme episodes. At the same time, the book does not present complexity as automatically preferable. Nonlinear and changing variance models introduce additional parameters, identification challenges, and a greater risk of fitting noise in limited samples. Their use must be justified by the data generating problem and evaluated with appropriate diagnostics. This balance between richer description and econometric discipline is characteristic of Hamilton's broader approach to applied time series work. In conclusion, time series analysis is most suitable for graduate students in economics, econometrics, finance, political economy, and quantitatively oriented social science, as well as researchers who need a serious reference on dynamic empirical methods. It is particularly valuable for readers who want to understand why a method works, what assumptions it requires, and how those assumptions affect substantive conclusions. A reader gains more than a menu of models. The book develops the ability to distinguish stable dynamics from stochastic trends, univariate persistence from system-wide interaction, observed data from latent states, and predictable variation from changing uncertainty. Those distinctions directly support better model selection, interpretation, forecasting, and inference. Its main limitation is also part of its identity. The mathematical pace and compressed derivations can be difficult for readers seeking an introductory, software-driven guide. Working through the appendices and supplementing difficult sections with exercises or lectures may be necessary. But compared with more narrowly focused forecasting manuals or introductory treatments, Hamilton stands out for integrating probability theory, econometrics estimation, economic interpretation, and major developments such as VRs, unit roots, cointegration, and state-space analysis in one sustained account. It does not reduce time series work to running diagnostics or choosing an algorithm. Instead, it frames dynamic data analysis as an exercise in specifying credible stochastic mechanisms and drawing appropriately limited conclusions from them. That breadth, rigor, and continuing usefulness explain its enduring place in advanced econometrics training. If you would like to support James D. Hamilton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.